Welcome to yet another edition of Reef Ethics, your character development and values reorientation program, brought to you by Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the wife of the Executive Governor of Rivers State. I am Dr. Rosemary Ogu, a consultant obstetrician gynecologist with the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. And I'll be talking today on the effects of cult activities on our health. Before we begin, let's listen to Her Excellency's special message and a radio drama. We shall be back.
Greetings to all the good people of River State. I hope you all had a great week and now enjoying your weekend. Saturday is here again and we're on to Rivetics on Radio, the weekend character building show. Very special greetings once again to our young people. Always remember that we, your parents, think of you as the special custodians of our values and all the great things that River State represents. You therefore must not disappoint us. Thank you all for tuning in today. Last week, the issue of violence and crime in the form of cultism, kidnapping, rape, militancy, and the likes were deplored in all its ramifications. I strongly feel that these deviant behavior patterns result where there is lack of certain good habits. For instance, the habit of taking responsibility for your actions, as well as the habit of thinking things through. No thinking person can resort to violence as an option of resolving issues because they weigh the consequences of their action first before taking action. As violence attempts now and then to rear its ugly head in our dear River State, I implore all men, women, boys and girls of goodwill, especially our community leaders, to rise up against it. We must not allow some of our children and youths to ever be possessed by that demonic fury that seizes with a fiendish malevolence, resulting in mayhem, killings, rapes, and extreme violence. Thereafter, the wayward individual returns to his or her normal self to face the dire consequences of those actions they have taken. In the meantime, family and community safety become heavily compromised and in some cases seriously threatened. Let us rise up and prevent the spread of these occurrences by pointing our children and young people to the right path. We can do it. Of course we can. Starting from our homes and schools, let us start teaching and exemplifying the habits of empathy, delayed gratification, and thinking things through. There is a difference between thinking and worrying. Thinking is the talking of the soul with itself, and the soul is both the most accountable and most powerful part of our beings. Let us teach them to always engage in conversations with the inner self, and they should learn to ask themselves questions such as, what is the implication of my ideas? How many people will benefit from it? How many people will suffer, if any, from it? How does it advance my future or bless my family and community? Will River State be proud of me in future? Will Nigeria be honored by my actions tomorrow? Let's train our children to see the good in every situation. In other words, let them learn that every obstacle could be turned into a stepping stone. We need to remember that quality thinking is a difficult thing, just like swimming against the current, and that's why not many people engage in it. But those who do ride on its wings to huge success on successes in life. Today's episode will be anchored by a distinguished medical practitioner. She is Dr. Rosemary Ogu, the president of Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch. She's a senior lecturer at the University of Port Harcourt and a consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. She's a trauma specialist who has dealt with several cases of victims of crime and violence in River State. She will be sharing her experiences on the effects of crime and violence on our health. Please enjoy this episode and learn from it while you continue to do your best to rebuild River State to greatness again. Do never forget, always let your good manners speak for you.
God bless you all, and God bless River State.
Who goes there? When General Obetesh, the Iroko, they for here. This oil now we own, and we go finish on that.
Iroko! 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 Iroko!
Nami be Iroko, the only invisible general. The more you look, the less you see.
Iroko! Iroko! Iroko!
For them all!
Iroko! Ogun Police Station. How may I help you?
Ogun Police! Please come and post for the babysitter.
Madam.
No, my pinky. No, my pinky. No, John. John, wake up, it's a miracle. Even if people don't fuck at all, the hall in the mall.
Okay. Okay, madam. We're coming right
now. Come.
Finish them.
Hey, you. Come here. Get out here for me. I said, bring her here. Come on, address.
I beg you.
Your father. Come on, open. Open now.
Nonsense, girl.
Who are you? Throw out here! Ha! Police! Police! Fire them!
Cobra Musa and Ahmed, go there! Sergeant Okon and Ade, corner them from that end. The rest of you, come with me. We will intercept them from that corner. Musa, how many bodies?
14 dead bodies, sir. The ringleader, General Beteshi, and two others were apprehended alive with gunshot wounds.
Okay. Call in the ambulance to clean up the area. Take the survivors to the police clinic and prepare their charges immediately. When they are well, they shall have their day in court.
Court!
This is the judgment of this court. In the case of the state against Alphonsus Obodo, also known as General Obuteshe, the Iroko, the court finds the accused guilty of all charges preferred by the prosecution and hereby sentence him as follows. On count 1, for the offense of gun running, which is an offense contrary to Section 19 of the Firearms Act 1990, you are sentenced to 15 years imprisonment.
Yes.
On count 2, for the offense of terrorism, in accordance with Section 17 of the Terrorism Act 2011, you are sentenced to 20 years imprisonment. On count 3, for the offense of rape, I hereby sentence you to life imprisonment with hard labor, in accordance with Section 358 of the Criminal Code. Finally, on count 4, for the offense of murder, you are hereby sentenced to death in accordance with Section 319 of the Criminal Code. This is the judgment of this court.
As the court pleases.
Welcome back. Today we are speaking on the health effects of court activities. Health is wealth. A healthy person is a wealthy person. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Our activities affect our health. Court activities necessitate the use of hard drugs and alcohol. Alcohol consumption causes physical and emotional changes that do great harm to the body, putting one's health in serious jeopardy and endangering life. The very damaging effects of alcohol on the body includes damage to every organ in the body that you can think of. Is it the liver? You have alcoholic hepatitis, which leads to the development of jaundice. You have chronic liver inflammation. It can also lead to liver cirrhosis and cancer, all from drinking alcohol. Liver disease is life-threatening. It can kill. You drink too much and your ability to think is clearly in trouble. Your pulse, impulse control, and ability to form memories is also affected. Drink too much and your ability to think is in trouble, as are your impulse control and ability to form memories. Over the long term, alcohol actually shrinks the frontal lobes of the brain. The person is affected mentally. Acute alcohol withdrawal leads to seizures, convulsions, and delirium, madness. The person has permanent brain madness, permanent brain damage from alcohol. There's also damage to the nervous system, pain, numbness, and abnormal sensations. You also have alcohol wreaking havoc on the digestive system, from the mouth all the way to the colon. Stomach ulcers, internal bleeding, mouth, throat, stomach, colon cancers from alcohol intake. In the heart, it also damages the heart. It poisons the heart muscles, what we call cardiomyopathy. You have irregular heartbeats, arrhythmias, high blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, and heart failure. What about lower down in the body? Alcohol affects the manhood as well. You have erectile dysfunction. They are not able to perform. It also affects testicular function, and they are not able to have children. They have infertility. The immune system is weakened by alcohol. Every drinkers are more likely to have pneumonia, to have tuberculosis, than the general population. Alcoholic use increases the risk of many forms of cancer. So over time, physical and emotional dependence also occurs, and that withdrawal is also life-threatening, can kill the person. So in all aspects, whatever way you look at it, nothing good comes from the use of alcohol, and the user damages himself permanently. So whether you think the long arms of the law cannot catch up with you or whatever, by taking alcohol, by perpetrating in court activities, you damage yourself permanently. Let us have a rethink. My brother, my sister, let us have a rethink. Let's take a short break.
Don't know the difference between what's right and wrong. It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere. Build a better nation, that's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. Today we are talking of the health consequences of cult activities. We've just looked at what alcohol does. Let us look at the victim. We listened to the drama, we saw what happened. The people that you have gone to attack, the people you have raped in the process, what have you done to them? People who are raped are traumatized and they develop post-traumatic stress disorder. They are severely traumatized. They also develop what we call somatic disorders. The person has complaints of symptoms similar to what is observed in normal diseases, but for which you cannot find any cause. The person has a disorder thinking that something is wrong, and it is real. You have some people presenting, some victims presenting with blindness, paralysis, numbness due to excessive anxiety. Person is always afraid. There's an anxiety disorder. It is persistent. An excessive worry about something. What about pain? There's a pain disorder that is associated with rape. The pain is so severe that it disables the victim from proper functioning. The victims have difficulties returning to normal functioning that they possessed prior to the assault. They have a decreased ability to concentrate. Their sleeping pattern is affected. Their eating habits change. They are jumpy. They are on the edge. They've been severely traumatized. The experiences that they have, it's common to intense, unpredictable emotions. They find it difficult to deal with the memories of the event, even after months of the assault. The problems are so severe and upsetting and may prevent the victim from even revealing their ordeal to family or friends or seeking police or medical assistance. Sometimes they are detached, feeling as if the world is unreal. They have difficulties even remembering what happened. Sometimes they are always remembering what has happened and they are so jumpy. They start avoiding people, avoiding places, avoiding thoughts, just thinking about it. And then things that keep reminding them of the assault. The stress of it is terrible. Even the people who counsel victims also have stress on themselves, what we call the vicarious trauma. Those involved in counseling in the area of sexual violence are often listening to detailed experiences of what has happened, and they are affected themselves. So my brothers and sisters, you look at one human being go out, or a group of people perpetrate an attack on others and end up jeopardizing the life of others. Why are we doing this? Why will you be the one to affect another person's life so negatively? Why shouldn't your attitude, why shouldn't it be in a positive light? Sometimes you have a victim, there's no physical injury, but the tissue damage that that person has is so enormous. So the absence of physical injury does not mean that nothing has happened. The victim has been severely, emotionally, and psychologically traumatized. This is so unjust. The perpetrators of this criminal act cannot go scot-free. Let's take a break.
Let's face it, the police are doing their best. What you have not asked yourself is, what help have you rendered in the search for criminals? You must help the police to help you. They are your friends, not your enemies. Only those who are criminally minded think that the police are a different breed. Report all suspicious characters to the police so we can rid the society of dubious elements. They alone cannot clean the society. You have a responsibility to assist the police expose crime. A crime-free society is a healthier, happier place to live in.
Welcome back. We're speaking on the health effects of cult activities. My brothers, my sisters, let us have a rethink. Let us look out for each other. Cult activities have no uplifting effects. There's nothing good that comes out of it. It is not right. It is not our culture. Let's have a rethink. In addition to talking about the health effects, there are things that as youths we should know. There are things that you do that affect your future. As a gynecologist, I want to give you a little background. When you have sexual intercourse early, whether with your consent or not, you increase your risk for cervical cancer. When you have sexual intercourse early, you increase your chances of an unwanted pregnancy, of infection, sexually transmitted infection, that go and affect the human being. In future, that person may become unable to have children. Children are a gift, children are good, and it's something we should all look forward to. So your activities today affects what will happen to you tomorrow. Therefore, I'm using this opportunity to talk to all of us as you're listening to this program today. Shun cult activities. Run away from them. Have the stability of mind to say no to cult activities. Look after yourself properly. Early sexual activities affect your future. Unprotected sexual intercourse leaves you open for infection and sexually transmitted diseases. They jeopardize your future. There's so many things that we can do. Learn a trade. Go to school. Do the right thing. Learn something. Become a beacon. Become a shining light for your community. Become the figure that the community rallies around. Change your attitude. Shun cult activities. Do the right things. Protect your health for today and for the future. You can do it. Read. Learn things. Get information. The sky is a stepping stone. Human resources is something that you cannot have too much of. If you learn something, what you can bring out from what you have learned is so enormous. Nobody can stop you. But in cult activities, you jeopardize your future. Think about it. Let's be our brother's keepers. Let's take a break.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. In fighting, intrigue, He's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you're the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Welcome back. We're talking about cult activities. We're talking about character development, values reorientation. We need to reorient ourselves. We need to look at the values, what we value. I'm directing this segment to mothers, to parents, but to mothers especially, because women are the carers, the rearers, the bearers of life. So the society depends on the women. The women bring children to life, look after them, care for them, and then rear them. How have we fared as mothers? How have we fared as women? How do we look after our children? Do we look at the values they bring? Do we look at their characters? As mothers, where was your son last night? Where was your daughter last night? Do they bring money and you accept without asking where it came from? As mothers, you know when the child is deviating. As mothers, you have that instinct and you know when there's something going on. There's no child as an island. Our value system is such that we look after one another. When you see a child going wrong, what do you do? We need to wake up. Mothers, wake up. Things are difficult, yes. But does that now mean you will sell out your child? Things are difficult, so the child brings money you accept. It is not right. As mothers, the children look up to you. When they do things that are wrong, you should be able to correct them. The adolescent children, the youth, the adults, you are still their mother. So you should be able to call them to order. I know things are difficult. We hear mothers all the time tell us that, "Doctor, nothing wife fit do. Doctor, there was nothing I could do. Things were difficult, so I kept quiet. I turned a blind eye." Please stop turning a blind eye. When the child does something that is wrong, when the youth does something that is wrong, when your offspring does something that is wrong, correct the offspring. Correct the offspring. There's something we're learning now about how in the womb children are formed, and a lot of things form with those children in the womb. As a mother, where did you attend antenatal care? How did you look after yourself? What did you eat? You may think it is not important, but research has shown that the environment in the womb affects the child as an adult. Therefore, as we are looking at our values, as we are looking at the characters that we want for our children, the way you are when you are pregnant affects what happens to these children in future. Therefore, mothers, young girls, young boys, tomorrow you will be the parent. Look after your children properly. Look after pregnancy properly. Attend antenatal care. Eat well. You don't need to be rich to eat well. The best foods are what we call organic food. It's one that is grown in the farms. Eat the things that are in season. When things are in season, there are many, they are cheap. Tinned food, refrigerated food, that is not how we were brought up. That is not how it's supposed to be. Eat fresh things. Look after your pregnancy well. The child, the offspring that comes out of that pregnancy is affected by what happens during the pregnancy. And so as a gynecologist, I'm talking to all of us out there. Take care of the pregnant woman. Take care of pregnancy. It affects the adult that forms. For you in secondary school, I hope you are listening to me. It's not yet time, yes. But one day, you will be a parent, so to speak. One day, you will get married. You will get to that point. Make sure you look after your wife very well. Make sure the women, young girls, you look after yourself very well. Make sure you eat the right foods. Mothers, I want to stress it again. Where did your son sleep last night? Where did your daughter sleep last night? Please open your eyes. Look at what is going on. Cultivate their character. Help them have good character. Because the character that the child forms sometimes is difficult to change. So start from scratch. build their attitude, change their attitude. It's from attitude you get character. Change their attitude. Let their attitude be one of looking after each other. Let their attitude be one of doing the right thing. And you would never deviate. They will have characters that are good, that people want to emulate, and they will be shining light to all in the environment. Mothers have a big role to play at what the children become in future. Let us not be pursuing so much and forget our offsprings. Let us take care of the offsprings that have been entrusted to us and build their character appropriately. Let's all put our hands together and do the right thing. Let's build our states. Dear friends, this is how far we can go in today's edition of Reef Ethics, which was brought to you by Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the wife of the Executive Governor of River State. The program comes up every Saturday in the following station and at the following times. Ninja Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. in the morning. Redeem, 93.7 FM, by 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And on Treasure FM, 98.5 by 6:30 p.m. in the evening. There is also a special English version that airs on Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, by 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and on Wazobia 94.1 FM by 5 p.m. in the evening. To reach us after this program, please call 0808-917-7707, 0808-917-7707, or 0902-917-7706. 0902-917-7706. You can also join the conversation on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, with the handle at Reef Ethics. On the same time next week, remember to always let your manners speak for you. I remain yours, Dr. Rosemary Ogu. Be blessed.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.